Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
All day, all night, all the time. BlakeRadio.com, music for your mind, body, and soul.
Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Blake Radio Network. Rainbow Soul is the channel. Sports in Depth is the show. And it is a special show. It's 9/11, and the memories are insurmountable. And let's let Larry Hardesty open up the show. Steve, you want to check this volume for me? Make sure it's working. I don't hear myself.
Welcome to Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley on the Blake Radio Network. On each and every show, Doc takes you inside the world of sports to hear from the movers, shakers, and decision makers. Okay. I know you thought there were seven wonders of the universe, where here's the eighth, Doc Stanley.
Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Blake Radio Network, in the background, Glazer Studios, coming from a special studio. Steve Glazer will be with us later. As memories of 9/11 are insurmountable, unforgettable, and wow. As we always open, we open with a prayer. It's John Coltrane. Dear Lord. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day. Thank you for being alive, healthy. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Blessings unseen, unknown, unforeseen, and all undeserved. Thank you as we look back on 9/11, as we've been able to move on, never forgetting, always remembering, and you're always being thankful for we did come together as a nation, as a people, as a world, to continue to heal. We ask that you continue to be our God, be our force, for you are God all by yourself. We ask you to bless the name of your darlings in Jesus. Amen. Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soldier Channel. Sports in Depth is a show with live from the Glazer Studio, Endless Summer. It's northeast Brazil, Fortaleza, 250 miles away from the equator, and it never gets as hot as humid as it has been in Texas. We have to wreck it. Bill McCray, as he is online at that, Texas has had a situation in the last 2 months where they've had every day over 100 degrees except two. Looking at the thing today, and we were at 92 degrees, and there was no humidity. But it's sports we talk about. We'll be coming live from the Jets-Dallas game. Sea Wings and Lady A, last night she's in Atlantic City, as Gamboa, who has proven over the course of time to be the best featherweight in the world, continued to win and impress. Steve Glazer will be online with me, and he will talk about 9/11 and his memories. And I remember so well the day before 9/11. It was a Monday. Linwood Maxwell Simon, the manager of the only disco artist ever to win a Grammy, Gloria Gaynor. Gloria was on a show that Michael had. Michael did two shows, a Sunday and a Monday show, and Gloria was performing on the second show, the encore show. And Elizabeth Taylor was there. Who would have thought 10 years after 9/11 that there'd be no more Michael Jackson, the original killer? My memories, as a lot of you know, Doc here is a retired police officer, and I lost two fellow comrades that I worked with. Maura Smith, who became only the second female police officer ever to die in the line of duty, and Ray Suarez, who had saw two or three days before. Now, Ray had, interestingly enough, left the New York City Police Department and went to the South. And it was ironic that when I returned from working with Don King in the middle of 93, Ray came back to the department. I see Ray vividly in the locker room, and he told me, Stan, I just didn't like it. I just didn't like it. You know, and your destiny is predained. In 2004, April, my cousin, Robert L. Buffet Jr., and you remember here, he was a guest on Sports and Death. Doc Stanley, Sports and Death on the Blake Radio Network. Rainbow Soul is a channel. Sports and Death is a show live from Northeast Brazil, Fortaleza, Endless Summer. Love is ladies, food, juices, and believe it or not, the third most drink alcoholic beverage in the world, Shasta. And they only export 1%. Imagine if they sent out more. My goodness. Robert L. Buffet Jr., first and only African-American commander in the history of the JCSA unit. That's the unit that the Air Force arrived out of. Well, he got promoted to colonel, and this was a weekend the family went down there to salute him, Easter weekend. And that particular Friday, Good Friday, he got his passes to go through the Pentagon. And one of the guides stopped at a particular plaque. I'll never forget the guy's name. It was Homer, Mr. Homer. And he said, Mr. Homer was the contractor here. He said, but on 9/11, Mr. Homer was not here that day. But had he been here, it is our question, he'd have been killed with his comrades as that area was decimated. Now, he said, you're probably thinking, why do we have a plaque here in memory of Mr. Homer on 9/11? He said, Mr. Homer was on the second plane that crashed into the Twin Towers. Doc Stanley, Sports and Death on the Blake Radio Network, coming live once again from Fortaleza, Brazil, Northeast Brazil. I want to apologize for not having the show last week. Some of the difficulties came about and scheduling problems, but we will be on the air every ensuing week right here, live from Brazil. And as you know, 2014, the World Cup will be played in the country that has won it more than anybody else and has the player that is simply regarded as the greatest footballer of all time, Pelé. And the teams are considered the greatest of all time. Ironically enough, the last time the World Cup was played in Brazil, they lost. It was played in Rio de Janeiro, and let me say that the way Brazilian would say it, Rio de Janeiro, and Brazil lost to Paraguay.
And with that,
dear Lord, thank you for all things, and bless our panel and our friends. Larry Hardesty, take us away.
This concludes another edition of Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. We thank you for listening and encouraging you to tell a friend about Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. You can hear that and many other great programs on the Blake Radio Network. Have a great day.